apologize for being late, folks. We just had a wonderful announcement this morning between Multnomah County and the City of Portland about opening another 200-bed homeless shelter. So very proud of that partnership, and it's going to open in time so that the folks that have been staying in the Peace Shelter will have a place to stay. So Commissioner Saltzman, the Housing Bureau, and everyone else are still doing great work, and this was just one more sign of that. So we announced that this morning. So yeah, I think we can suspend the rules and say progress. I'm really proud of that. And everybody, you know, you hear the phrase, it's not my department. This is a case where the Sheriff's Office, the Police Bureau, and Multnomah County and the City of Portland all said, well, actually, it is our department. So good stuff. All right, so we're ready to move on to the time certain. Consent. And we have some items removed from consent already, namely 793 and 796. Any
those
others?
Those are regular agenda.
I'm sorry. No, oh, they sure are. I'm sorry. They were just flagged. So I have no items removed consent so far. Anything else? Okay. Anyone want to speak on a consent item? All right. Then we'll take a vote on the consent calendar as printed, please.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Ritz.
Aye.
Fish. Hales.
Aye. Okay. Now, time certain, 785.
785, accept report on 2016 Summer Free For All program.
Well, I just want to cue this up for Commissioner Fritz. We were both out at Dishman Community Center last week, and the summer has begun, and there's a lot of great things happening in our park system for everyone, particularly for young people. And I just want to thank you for the great work that the Bureau is doing, and I know that for the folks that are here to speak from the Bureau, this is the work of heart, not just head. So it's pretty fun to see the culture and the community happening out there in our community centers and our parks. So with that, Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. I certainly appreciate your partnership and that of the community, as well as our wonderful staff in Portland Parks and Recreation. This is an especially wonderful time to be the Parks Commissioner as we tell you about the Summer Free For All. Summer break is a joy for many children and families. It can be difficult for the 1 in 4 families experiencing poverty in Oregon. If lunch is not provided during the school day, which after the schools are no longer in session, families may struggle to find other options to provide food and basic needs. Summer Free For All makes a real impact on families. We'll serve more than 100,000 lunches at 27 different sites this year. This program, when you add it all up in-kind, cash, and general fund support, totals more than $1.8 million. Its value is priceless when it comes to community building and livability in our city. Summer Free For All is a citywide opportunity to activate our parks and playgrounds in a productive, positive way all summer long. And it's possible because of our great partners, not only the council, who provides general fund support, but also Comcast, Bank of America, Portland Parks Foundation, and local school districts, all working together to invest in Summer Free For All. You'll hear from our community partners, but first turn it over to Director Mike Abadze.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. Mayor, Commissioners, I'm joined by Recreation Services Manager Eileen Argentina and our Development Manager Shelley Hunter. And this morning we'll tell you a little bit about the movies, the concerts, and the playgrounds that we're proud to offer this summer. And we're going to talk a little bit about how we're creating the performance spaces and showcasing local artists that make Portland a vibrant arts community, and how we're establishing that that arts focus within the Bureau, building successful partnerships that lead to culturally relevant programming. And you'll hear from our generous partners, as Commissioner mentioned. So Summer Free For All exists as a gateway to arts, culture, and recreation in Portland. And Summer Free For All is a community-centered and powered by the hundreds of volunteers that give their time and treasure and encourage groups and individuals, other individuals, to do the same. Since branding the program as Summer Free For All 6 years ago, we've seen an incredible growth in community demand for these programs. So we spent some time this year investing in the program. We established a mission statement, which read on the screen. It says, Summer Free For All empowers Portlanders to create and cultivate community by providing free, accessible, and family-friendly summer activities that celebrate our city's growing cultural diversity. We're striving to improve the reach of the program by building partnerships with community-based organizations, by diversifying and training our staff in cultural competency, and also by diversifying the programming offerings. Hundreds of hours working with 68 groups will yield a total of 283 free events of culture, art, and recreation at 94 sites throughout the city. Our playground program activates 46 sites throughout the city with a variety of recreation activities, arts, crafts and expects to serve more than 105,000 lunches at 27 different sites throughout Portland. Through the generosity of our sponsors and partnerships with local school districts, we've worked to close the nutritional gap for children during the summertime, when those who need it the most lack access to free and reduced lunch programs. We're proud of this work because, as you know, as Commissioner said, nearly 60% of Portland's youth qualify for the free and reduced program, free and reduced lunch program. So here to talk a little bit more about the program offerings is Recreation Services Manager Eileen Argentina.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. With a budget of $1.8 million, this premier outreach program is leveraging public investment with private donations to put our community's artists to work. So we've been listening. We heard you, Council. We heard the general public weigh in through our audience intercept survey last summer. You've told us you want Portland to be a community in which arts are accessible and high quality. We've built a program that pairs a nationally renowned artist with the best of the local artist scene, the classic with the indie. We're paying 82 local performers to play in some of Portland's best spaces, our parks. Interested in seeing a performance that marries Afro-Mexican and European music traditions together? Come to Park Lane Park on August 13th to see Colectivo San Jarocho de Portland, a fabulous local band. While we couldn't possibly cover every artist in our lineup during this presentation, we want you to know we offer something for everyone. This summer, we're offering a lineup of well-known local performers, such as Edna Vasquez, Norman Sylvester, Quarterflash, Shervona, and Portland Festival Symphony. And thanks to a sponsorship with our partner Latino Network, along with funds from our director's office, the Kristen Knapp Fund, and the generosity of the band, we were able to collaboratively bring local band Grupo Antifaz to our second annual Festival Latino this year. Grupo Antifaz is a community favorite and is regularly heard on El Rey's radio waves. We've added a children's concert series at Unthank Park, and we are also able to offer a variety of up-and-coming artists the opportunity to play for the large crowds at our movies events, such as Pop Goji and Oleada. We're bringing the arts to the forefront. As Mike mentioned, we're reorganizing Recreation Services to create an arts, culture, and special events department. This reorganization will bring together arts-related programs and facilities under one manager. It'll include Multnomah Arts Center, Community Music Center, a summer free-for-all, urban parks programming. And it'll provide a basis for championing and maximizing collaboration with local arts organizations. We expect to have the new Arts, Culture, and Special Events Manager on board in August, if not sooner. We've worked with the East Portland Neighborhood Office, the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, and other community-based organizations to refine our marketing plan. This year, we're offering marketing materials in 9 languages: Arabic, Burmese, English, Simplified Chinese, Nepalese, Russian, Spanish, Somalian, and Vietnamese. We have added Arabic in anticipation of the arrival of refugees seeking safe harbor in Portland. Partners like the East Portland Neighborhood Office, who now offers an Arabic language class on Sundays, are invaluable in this process of community involvement. Translating these materials has been a resounding success already. Over 2,700 people in 4 weeks have visited our translated marketing materials on the Portland Parks website, and we've also printed and distributed nearly 50,000 translated marketing pieces. Last year, we worked in partnership with Latino Network and El Rey to produce the inaugural event, Festival Latino. This demonstrated our commitment to engaging new audiences through intentional and strategic program design, marketing strategies, and partnerships. We were able to engage with the Spanish-speaking population through this event, with over 1,000 people in attendance. And we are now happy to say that this season, 3 of our 42 upcoming movie events will be offered in Spanish due to community requests. As nearly 20% of Portland's residents speak languages other than English at home, we look forward to continuing our work with these partners and others to meet the needs of new and diverse communities. And to speak more about our partnerships, I'll turn it over to Shelley Hunter, Development Manager.
Thank you, Eileen. This is a partnership between the community and the city. They give us hundreds of hours and tap into their networks to engage support and donations that help us build a revenue stream for this program, which costs $1.8 million. Over $180,000 was raised by community volunteers and committees for Summer Free For All. That budget includes 19% cash from sponsors and donors, 28% from the city's general fund, and 54% from in-kind donations. We found that corporate sponsors care, and one in particular cares a great deal. Comcast has become our title sponsor for this year's Summer Free For All after 3 years of investing in the program. Thank you for their continued generosity. Oregon Blueprint, El Rey, iHeartMedia, and Comcast are collectively donating roughly $900,000 for printing and broadcast advertising support. This is a significant savings for the program, and it enables us to keep the program free while broadening our marketing reach and building brand recognition. We also offer local businesses the opportunity to get involved in their community by sponsoring events through Summer Free For All. The coordination of in-kind donations and sponsorships by our community partners and fundraising committees continues to engage and activate the community throughout Portland. Each event is a celebration of months and months of planning, a shared success between community members. And now I'll turn it over to Mike, who will introduce some of these partners.
Thanks again, Council, for your great support of the Summer Free-for-All program. And now we've got three members that are coming to testify. I want to first introduce you to Rebecca Brown with Comcast, who this year, as Shelley mentioned, is our title sponsor. And just ask her to say a few words of why Comcast is interested in this.
Excuse me, Sue, could you put the folks on?
Thank you, Mike. Good morning, all. So at Comcast, we do care, and we are strongly committed to making a difference in our communities and working hard with our neighbors to do so by finding and supporting programs that are meaningful and impactful, like Portland's Summer Free For All program. As Shelley mentioned, over the past 3 years, we have invested $85,000 in financial support and over $150,000 in on-air support to Summer Free For All, because we do clearly understand that while it is about fun and entertainment and play, it is also more than that, and it is at the heart of efforts to realize a healthy Portland. We know we're still living in a time where families struggle to provide fun experiences for their families, and at Comcast, we believe that every child should have the opportunity to create summer memories that last a lifetime. I know I have many fond memories of park play when I was younger. So that is why Comcast is proud to help present a program that provides all Portlanders with access to the arts and recreation and fun times.
Great. Thanks, Rebecca. And now I want to introduce a Portland legend and a premier performer in our Concerts in the Park program, and that's Norman Sylvester.
Hello, I'm Norman Sylvester. I'm here to speak about the Park Series. I've been working with the Park Series for many years. But what I see more than networking, I see fellowship. Fellowship is more of a spiritual word for what's happening in the parks. When I look out from my stage, I see children that dancing and playing, and families relaxing. I see disabled citizens. I see senior citizens all enjoying this. It's just a valuable resource. And for me to network my art and see the multicultural diversity, it really touches my heart to perform in the parks. I'm working on the Washington Park 100-year celebration as we speak. That's coming up on August 4th. And I just want to say one thing right here. Can we sing
Of course. Some of us may be able to.
Summer Free For All is important to our town. Fellowship, love, and unity in every park in our town. Music, movies, and playground fun. Swimming lessons, too. Summer Free For All. Family fun for me and you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Norman. Thank you so much. I want to introduce Joaquin Lopez, the arts and culture manager from Latino Network, to say a few words as well.
Hello, hard act to follow. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Joaquin.
I'm an artist, too. Good to see everybody here. I wrote a few things. Otherwise, I get tripped, and I'm not too eloquent. My name is Joaquin Lopez, and I'm a proud Latino Oregonian and performing artist with the fortune of working at Latino Network as the arts and culture manager. Familiar with Portland's community parks as a boy, I cannot tell you the honor it is to work alongside the team at Portland Parks and Rec. Is this on?
Oh, yeah, push it. There you go. There you go.
This on?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like talking to a greater spirit. Never in a million years did I think I would be collaborating with Portland Parks and Recreation, creating events like Festival Latino, a cultural marriage of Summer Free For All and Latino Network. This event alone exposes the richness of our Latino culture to over 1,000 people. On August 13th, we invite you to join our families at Noche de Familia, happening at Park Lane Park in Rockwood, our Summer Academia Camp Youth, are screening their first self-made documentary short about their summer experience. Our Ballet Folklorico will perform traditional dance and will even have live Son Jarocho. Safe spaces to be a family and positive cultural visibility are the beautiful benefits that Summer Free For All and Latino Network create. Slowly, we're creating a cultural pulse, integrating our families and youth into public spaces, communicating, we see you, you're beautiful, and you belong. And no testimony from me is complete without a shout out to my fellow artists who hold the rhythm of life in their hands. Summer Free For All hires so many musical artists throughout the summer, beautifying the ether with melody and song. It is an honor for Latino Network to walk beside Portland Parks and Recreation and contribute to Summer Free For All. We have no doubt Festival Latina and Noche de Familia will continue to grow and evolve, beautifying our parks, our people, and our wonderful city, Portland, Oregon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks very much.
Happy to answer any
questions for this team.
Well, I think I ask this every year, so I really appreciate the meal programs offered at the playground programs, but I note they end on August 26th. When does the Portland Public Schools and other school districts begin in next year or in the fall?
We have closed the gap, Commissioner, with the exception of 3 days of staff training and some days that the schools that need to make that actually make the lunches are not available. We've filled every other available date with lunch programs.
So three gap days this
year? Yeah, I can get you the details at the end of the summer because you asked a specific question that I don't have the number of days here, but the school districts prepare the lunches, and so we've expanded. We picked up, I think, 7 days last year additional at the end of the summer, and I'll get that back to you, what days they're not available to make the lunches that we distribute.
Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions? Thank you all very much. Any other invited testimony? Anyone else want to speak on this report?
We have two people signed up,
okay.
Mary Ng and Michelle Hunter.
Okay. Come on up. Are either Michelle or Mary here? Okay, I guess they've left. All right, can I hear a motion then to accept the report?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Houseman.
Well, thank you for the presentation, and I'm very impressed with all the different languages that the brochures are printed in, and appreciate all the sponsors and everybody stepping up to make a great summer for Portland residents and our kids in particular. So thank you. Aye.
Novick.
Thanks very much for the presentation. Thanks for the sponsors. Thanks for the staff. And thanks for the song.
I hope everybody will get out and see not only the events in your local park, should you be, if you are fortunate to have it, a local park. We're working on closing that gap as well, and we'll have three more parks coming online very shortly. Thank you to all the volunteers that really embrace providing additional help on this concerts and the movies. So try going to a park that's not in your neighborhood and maybe even volunteer. It's really fun. Thank you very much to Eileen Argentina, who's our amazing recreation manager who manages not only this, but is currently looking at doing the hiring that the council passed funding for. Thank you to Shelley Hunter, who is an amazing development person who contacts so many different people and companies and encourages them to be part of this wonderful experience. Thanks to Comcast, Bank of America, and everybody else. It's truly something that's win-win-win, and everybody has a good time. So invite some of your neighbors to come with you or meet some new neighbors that you didn't know would be there. Thank you very much, Council. Aye.
Fish.
I just went through the list of events, and Sue, I have to put an absence in starting in a week through September 1st, and there's no way that I can do my day job and hit all these great events. Commissioner Fritz, thank you for continuing to grow Summer Free For All and expand it and deepen its connection to the neighborhoods. Mike, I think the decision to create an art and culture position as part of your reorganization was inspired. And frankly, as the Arts Commissioner, It is the lead bureau, in effect, other than RAC, for delivering art to the public. And I think to have a position that leads that effort was really smart. I want to acknowledge that we continue to grow the Healthy Meals program. And I want to just give a shout out to Emily York, because it was Emily and your team years ago that really leveraged the fact that there's federal money available for us to grow that program. And I think once upon a time we served 40, 50,000 meals. Now it's over 100,000. Hunger is a huge problem in our community, and how proud we all are that Portland Parks is serving hungry families. Let's also, as Commissioner Fritz said, let's give a shout out to all the public-spirited businesses that are sponsors and all the folks who are volunteering to make this happen. I think this is Portland's favorite city service. I'm not sure, but we can double check. But I think it's among the most beloved, and it's something that this council is very proud to support. Congratulations to everyone. Hi.
Hales.
It's a great summer, and this makes it much better. So thank you, Comcast. Thank you. This list of sponsors is quite impressive, not only in its length, but in its diversity. I mean, we have news media here, Z100, K103, LRA Radio. We have corporate good citizens led by Comcast, but also other local businesses as well. And then we have the nonprofit sector. We've got the Latino Network and East Portland Action Plan, the Portland Parks Foundation, and public sector, Centennial Dining Services and Portland Public Schools. So it's really great work by the Bureau to have this depth and breadth of sponsors supporting this great event. So thank you. It is really a privilege to see this happen every year in our community, and sweet music for all. Thank you. Aye. Good work. Okay, let us move then.